you've been going through all the archives at the school and you've discovered some quite shocking facts in a way.
I discovered in looking up information about 1914 that in the school's magazine of January 1915 they list 106 former pupils of the school and members of staff who were already serving with the armed forces by December of 1914. It's clear that they must have sent round a circular to all members of the Old Boys Association to have got so much information back. Some of them clearly were already regulars or TA members because of their rank. Six of them were majors, 10 were captains, some were sergeants and corporals. They obviously hadn't just joined. But of those who had joined and were largely second lieutenants, privates, it was clear that most had been left school for 6 or 8 years already, so that I deduced that most of them were probably established in a career, very possibly married, very possibly with children, and that these are the kind of people who responded to the call for volunteers, your country needs you, in August of 1914. I was particularly interested in a number. There was a boy who left the school in the summer of 1914 who was commissioned into the King's Own in the autumn of that year. He was the youngest officer in the British Army at the time, and he was killed on the Western Front in 1915, still some weeks short of his 18th birthday. A friend of his, who enlisted at the same time, subsequently transferred from the King's Own into the Royal Flying Corps, and he was shot down in action in 1917. We still have a prize, the EHK Memorial Prize, which was presented by his parents after the war, and is still presented on Speech Day every year. A third was the school's porter, or caretaker if you like, who had joined the King's Own as a private, and he too was killed in action in April 1915. The fourth who had enlisted at that time, in fact survived the war, finishing as a captain with the MC in Bar. In all of the 106, 25 were killed in action, and of the total of 100 combatants in all arms of the forces, some 80 met their death and are recorded on the school's memorial plaque.
And that is basically 80%. Died. Does it show the overwhelming response in 1914 that you touched on? So many people wanted around here locally wanted to respond to the call of arms.
I think it's a reasonable microcosm of taken from a small part within the Lancaster area who did feel it necessary to respond.
What else have you been looking at through the archives?
Well, the main thing is all of those who took part in the war, and this research isn't complete at all. I've concentrated, obviously, at the moment on 1914.